In case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Laporte, and this is the 26th Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. Each and every week on Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast is released on Spotify, iTunes, and other podcasting services, talking about PlayStation news, games I've been playing, and some commentary on what's happening in my life. If you're not interested in the audio version and want something more, a week later, the podcast is uploaded to YouTube with video, of course, and the question of the day and the show's time codes in the comments below as well. You can find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLaporte and find the MP3 on Anchor at anchor.fm/mmpp. And as always, feel free to visit my main site, DylanLaporte.com, for blog posts, updates, articles I've written, and much more. So without further ado, let's get this show started. What is up, guys? I hope you guys are having a great start to your week work days. I know it's been really, really busy and tiresome, especially with this the Valentine's Day and the President's Day and the other days that are happening and everything that's going on with work and, you know, just if you're in college, classes, and I know I'm in college, it's just all the classwork and things of that nature, and then just trying to further along my career and stuff like that. it's just a lot of work. I had a few client meetings, unexpected client meetings yesterday that was just came out of nowhere. I was just like, okay, I just had, I guess I'll talk to you guys right now. it was fun and it was productive. I am about to finish with another client. His website's about to launch very, very soon. It's Dragonfly Games. It's an indie development studio, Dragonfly Games Studio. And they're coming out with a game called Beyond the Oaks in October. And so that's all information I can tell you. The game looks super cool, what I've seen of it. And building its website for the game was super fun as well. It was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to work with them again. And then I potentially got a newer client, which is awesome. And so just working and trying to, you know, the grind, you know. But today is going to be a shorter podcast, just because of time and more time. And so today's just going to be a shorter podcast. I just wanted to say hey to you guys and hope you guys are having a great week so far, starting off your Mondays right. I had a waffle before I got here and it was great. I just wanted to say hey. It's not going to be full hour long, but I'm going to go through some headlines and some things I want to talk about real quick about PlayStation news and just dive right in, really. And then one thing I wanted to talk about is the PlayStation's new price tag of about it might cost the manufacturers $450 to make the PS4, and that is crazy. Hopefully they don't make the price for the PS4 $500, but they could. They definitely could, because I believe the PS4 Pro or just the PS4 alone is like $250 to $350, or it's probably $250. It's not even. I don't think it's $300. It might be $300. It might be just $300. I don't think it should be any more than that right now. I remember when they were selling the the PS3 for $600, and everybody went crazy. These people are insane. As $600 for 20 gigabytes. Oh God. Yeah. That was not good on Sony's part. And so hopefully they do not do that again. Make the cost $500, because Xbox, the new Xbox, is not going to cost $500. And then the joke they had at the DICE Awards, if you guys watch the DICE Awards, they were like, well, we know the PlayStation 5 is coming up, and the Xbox is as well, and whatever name generator they use. I thought that was a funny joke. And so I'm just going to go through some quick news right now. Sony does does plan on releasing new PlayStation VR headset for PS5 after launch. Cool. Let's see here. Nintendo PlayStation is up for auction. Oh yeah, the Nintendo PlayStation. And it's getting pricey. Wow. Let me see. Let's see. The Nintendo PlayStation. I remember watching videos on YouTube. It's the only, it's like one of the only, or the only Nintendo PlayStation device that's, and somebody's finally selling it. It's when Nintendo and PlayStation finally, like, they were together at the very beginning, but now they're, now they separated, and the price currently stands at $360,000. Oh my god, the auction ends in 21 days. A little bit less than that, but oh my god. Wow, somebody's paying 360. Oh my god. PS5 icon leak shows radical new PlayStation 5 design. Yeah. So that is what. Okay. And now I don't trust these leaks, but if you've been seeing the prototype for the PS4 that's been the different prototypes, and then I'm talking about the newer prototype with the V in the middle, that's, it's supposed to look like this for, like, you know, V for 5, you know, everybody's thinking about that, and it could just be the symbol in the middle of the PS4, or it could be like this humongous, like, fans and drives in the system. However, I do not know, and it's just speculation at this point, because a new leak just came out, a supposal leak of a icon they've made for the system. So we'll see about that. The prototype is definitely not what it's going to look like. I 100% guarantee it's not going to be what it looks like. And PlayStation knows that. They just keep pulling our chains with what the PlayStation 4 will look like. And then Dreams, I still need to play Dreams. I've been talking about Dreams. If you haven't played Dreams, go pick up Dreams, especially if you want to learn how to create games. Somebody said it was like a YouTube for video games, basically. Oh, and then also Neo 2 gets a limited edition demo on PlayStation 4. And that is I believe it's a full... The Nerd Stash. I used to write for them. Yeah, it's releasing March 1st at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time on PlayStation Plus. PlayStation Plus will not be required to access the demo. Awesome. Yeah, so the demo will be available February 28th, 2020. At 12 a.m. PET, and it will end on Sunday, March 1st, 2020 at 11:59 PET, which is awesome. And I still need to play. I've been wanting to play the first game. I've been wanting to play the first Neo, which is, I've looked at it, and it looks like a lot of fun. Oh, and then if you guys haven't seen this, look up the new PlayStation ad, and it's weird. It throws back to PlayStation's old creepy commercial with, like, the PlayStation 3 and the baby, and then just the old there's an apartment one where everybody's where. I think somebody's having sex in the apartment. It's really, really weird. It throws back to those old commercials, if you know what I'm talking about. They're on YouTube. they're freaking weird. But this one is now even weirder. There's like a SWAT team comes in, and then all the PlayStations are powered by human hearts, and the hearts have engraved the PlayStation symbols on them. And they're like pumping the PlayStation 4s, and it's super, super weird. So I'd highly recommend you go watch that. It's It is. I think. I don't think any words can express how weird that commercial is. And then the drop, Bayonetta, and Vanquish 10th Anniversary Edition comes out. Bullet Sorrow for VR. Double Dragon. I played the new Double Dragon game. They came out with like a Double Dragon 3, I believe, and it was okay. I couldn't really get behind it, unfortunately. I guess unfortunately, you know. Everybody's going crazy about the Nintendo PlayStation with $360,000. But I think that is about it, besides the possible retail price. Oh yeah, and I forgot about this. Oh yeah, I forgot about this. Anthem gets a rare second chance. They're going to basically relaunch Anthem, and they're just gonna be like, oh, they're going back to the drawing board. They're like, oh yeah, we should I guess we should fix this. Yeah, because everybody's trying to hop on the Destiny train, really. Really, it all started for me, honestly, the way I see it all started with Destiny. And Destiny is the one who made their bed and then they laid in it. Or at least the community forced them to lay in it. Oh yeah, and also grab a free Last of Us 2 dynamic theme from the PlayStation Store. It features a cool Ellie background, and it switches between like daytime and the horrors of nighttime, basically. And that is 100% free, and so I'd highly recommend checking that out. I still need to download it myself. Yeah, freaking Sony's bizarre new ad. Yeah, and then I think that's about it, really. Oh yeah, PlayStation PAX, play The Last of Us 2, Final Fantasy. Oh yeah. When is PAX? PAX is Thursday, February 27th to March 1st. So when Neo is out, obviously. Play Last of Us 2, Final Fantasy 7 Remake, and more. Wow. PlayStation playable games at PAX 2020 includes Below, Cloudpunk, Doom Eternal, Dreams, Final Fantasy 7 Remake, Gorn PSVR, Haven, The Last of Us 2, Marvel's Iron Man VR. That's cool. MLB The Show 20, Mosaic, Moving Out, Neo 2, One Punch Man, A Hero Never Knows, Paper Beast, Persona 5 Royal, Pixel Ripped 1995, Predator Hunting Grounds, Remnant from the Ashes, The Room VR, A Dark Matter, Space Channel 5, Spelunky 2, Trials of Mana, and Zombie Army 4, which is actually currently out right now. And I can't wait. I'm definitely gonna play I'm definitely playing Final Fantasy VII Remake when that comes out, because that just it just looks it looks incredible. And I'm not a really big on Final Fantasy, but I love Final Fantasy VII and what it did. It just what it did to the PlayStation community. Oh my God. And I'm looking at the screenshots right now. And they look incredible. They honestly really do what they're doing and how they're remaking this. They made it look amazing, really. Yeah, and so I think that's about it. Yeah, really. Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I wanted to just give you a little, literally, just a quick update on what's going on. in my life, and you know, some PlayStation news, because like I said, you know, just time and time and time and time and time. So with that, in case you didn't know, I'm Dylan Laporte, and this is the 26th Monday Morning PlayStation Podcast. Each and every week on Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, a new podcast is released on Spotify, iTunes, and other podcasting services talking about PlayStation news, games I've been playing, and some commentary on what's happening in my life. If you're not interested in the audio version and want something more, a week later, the podcast is uploaded to YouTube with video, of course, and the question of the day, and the show's time codes in the comments below as well. You can find the MP4 on YouTube at youtube.com/DylanLaporte, and find the MP3 on Anchor at anchor.fm/MMPP. And as always, feel free to visit my main site, DylanLaporte.com, for blog posts, updates, articles I've written, and much more. So without further ado, let's end the show. And so I really do appreciate you guys for tuning in this morning. Hope you guys are doing great. I feel great. I hope you guys feel great. And again, I really do appreciate you guys watching these, listening to these podcasts. I hope to upload them. I hope to get to uploading the YouTube versions real soon. It's just going to take some time. This is a very busy week for me, and so that's why I needed to get this podcast out and ready for you guys to watch it. And I hope you guys really do have a good weekend. I mean, a good weekday, and have a great rest of the week. So thanks for listening to my podcast, and feel free to chat with me on Twitter at Dylan's Legos, and I'll see you guys on Thursday. Bye.